Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want. Well, due to higher cash trade last week, feedlots are resolved to hold out for higher prices this week. Cattle futures tend to support the idea, with August making a new high for the recent trend. Good packer margins may cause buyers to be a bit more willing to make sure business gets done, even if it means paying a little more. Cash cattle trading is not expected to take place today. Mixed cutout prices do not provide much direction. Technically, the market is in an uptrend, but it's in overbought status, which could trigger some profit-taking. Now, on the hogs, spread trading may have run its course, with futures expected to settle down and trade more evenly. It seems the market is trying to establish an uptrend. August is now the front month, and traders more intent on following cash. News from China about African swine and any progress being made with exports has become old news, with many traders not even reacting to further news from that arena. Cash is expected to trade steady to a dollar higher today. Over on the grains, wheat contracts are mixed weaker, although less so compared with row crops, as the supportive data in last week's WASDE report still holds true. While U.S. wheat is still overpriced on an FOB basis relative to major exporters, at least the idea of improved second-half demand as the exportable surplus in FSU-EU is exhaustive and is supportive. In addition, cash traders continue to be impressed by the steady demand into Southern Plains feedlots, which could have first-quarter wheat feeding off to a fast start. The corn futures opened weaker Monday night, that weakness this morning is an improvement in both the weather forecast and USDA crop conditions are giving bulls pause. Normally, around 40 to 50% of the U.S. corn crop would be silking and pollinating, with that percentage really ramping up next week. Soybean prices are lower as well, as traders reconfigure an improved weather forecast, along with slowing economic growth out of China and disappointing demand figures. Now, we're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle's up 2 cents, 108.50. The October's down 20, 109.77. August feeder cattle up 5 cents yesterday, 141.65. September up 5 cents at 142.60. August hogs down 55, 80.10. And October up 67 at 73.90. Kansas City wheat, September's down 18 and a quarter, 449. December down 17 and a half at 469 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 15 and a quarter, 507 and three quarters. December's down 15 cents at 520. September corn down 13 and a quarter, 441. December's down 12 and a quarter cents, 447. August soybeans down 11 and a half, 901 and three quarters. September down 11 and a quarter at 907 and three quarters. December cotton up 127, 63.95. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.